Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss which A-list celeb stopped Britney's memoir, how Robert De Niro is in his Nick Cannon era, Corey pinpoints the beginning of Nicole Scherzinger's downfall, and I form my plan to infiltrate the Mr. Beast Company neighborhood. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, Corey Quill.
Heiler, Tyler.
Oh, it's a bit close to Heil and
I can't say Heiler. I can't say Heiler to my Tyler.
Oh, can I say?
Do you ever say Byler?
Hello-y to my Calorly.
Do you ever say Byler?
No, I don't. I don't. Or I mean, yes, and.
Well, Heiler to my Tyler.
May I recommend something?
Oh, a makeover?
No, no, don't try to steal my joke.
I'm sorry, I'm so funny.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Are you joshing for the pod?
JK for the pod, house down boots.
Yesterday, I listened to the Halloween Kim Petras album, and it slaps in June. Or May? Or April?
Is this...
What month is it?
Where are we? Is that really... Okay, what's the recommendation?
Well, you start at Purgatory, and then you make your way through all the way down. No shuffle.
You're just telling me to listen to the album again?
Yeah. It's really one of a kind. It's singular in its own way, and I'm... Nothing is like it, and I...
Well...
Yeah, you're... We need spooky year round. It's not something that needs to be contained.
I have to
anymore.
Break it to you. I didn't put break any it. Of her spooky songs on my Kim Petras 10 playlist.
That's so incorrect of you.
I don't know how my personal preference and my agenda can be wrong for me. You know when?
And what you
know?
And what you put?
You know when?
And what you put?
You know when Tamara yells, "It's my opinion." Bury that.
Yeah, I do. I do know that.
Hey.
So, hey.
Well, I have two good segues. Do you want me to say, speaking of May.
Okay, segue tour guy.
Or do you want me to say, speaking of.
You only have two good. If I walked up to a segue tour guide and he said, I've got two good segues. So it's a one-on-one tour.
You know.
It's me and him.
Have you ever done
it? I know your brother. Yes.
Have you ever done a segue tour?
No, it sounds like a skinned chin waiting to happen.
Well, remember, somebody did drive the Segway off the Navy Pier and into the lake.
Which lake?
Michigan.
The Navy Pier.
In Chicago.
Okay. Was it green?
So listen, do you want me to say, speaking of April, May, or June... Or do you want me to say, or do you want me to go, speaking of albums you haven't listened to in a while?
Whichever.
I'm really letting you choose your own adventure.
Speaking of April, May, or June.
Speaking of April, May, or June, how did you celebrate last Monday? I'm sorry I didn't bring it up last week.
Last Monday.
Yeah. May 8th.
Couldn't tell you May 8th?
Yeah. Do you know what it was? You didn't get in with all the short kings celebrating 5/8 day on 5/8?
Hold on, were people really doing that?
Yes, on Twitter, all the short kings.
And were all of the nine gays celebrating on 5/11?
I mean, maybe you should have been celebrating on May 7th.
You skipped right over my commentary about gays lying about their
5/11?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got my tweets stored, scheduled.
Or are you waiting for 6/1?
I've got my tweets stored, drafted, and saved for Tall King Day on 6/1.
6/1. Girl, they're not letting you into the club, even on your tippy toes. Get out. Stay in May.
So did you celebrate? Did you? You completely missed it? Well, schedule a tweet for next year. Happy 5/7 to my 5/7 short kings.
I'm another 5/7 alone down here.
Yes. Speaking of albums you haven't listened to in a while.
Speaking of albums I haven't listened to in a while, go on.
Hey, you know who came across my TikTok the other day?
Whom?
Rachel Crow.
Oh, word. You know what? The best Lemonade released this generation.
I
dare I say.
I went to YouTube and looked up the clip of Nicole Scherzinger eliminating Rachel Crow on X Factor. And boy, if you ever want a villain origin story, I think that was the downfall of Nicole Scherzinger. The crowd booed her.
Well, you know what? You know what it really is giving me? It's giving me blue hydrangea eliminating Pangina.
No.
It's the same type of emotion from the crowd.
Nothing in Drag Race can compare to
a Pangina eliminating Jimbo.
Compared to a 10-year-old getting eliminated on X Factor. I don't even know if she was 10. She could have been younger.
Collapsing
to the floor in tears. The crowd booed Nicole Scherzinger off the stage. Where were you?
Probably in our living room. Were we not living together at the time?
I think we were. I have memories of that home.
Okay, so she came up on your For You page. What happened?
No, everyone was just talking about that again. But then I looked and she actually has had a couple songs on Spotify in the last few years, but I did not play any of them. Should have I?
Was Britney Spears not in the room?
I don't know.
I vaguely have a memory of Britney Spears being there.
So, I mean, how many X Factor seasons did we get? Does it still even air in the U.S.? I don't know. But I don't think Rachel was on Britney's season, but I could be wrong. No, Britney was on B. I was going to say B. Arthur, but what was her name? B. Miller.
Oh, you're
and
right.
Carly
you're right.
Rose Sonnenclair. Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Not to be
confused. Hey, speaking of Britney. Oh. Speaking of Britney.
Hey, Britney.
Hey, Britney. Hey.
Madonna. Hey.
No. Who's that gay that said nobody died at Stonewall?
Derek Barry.
Hey, Derek. speaking of Britney, did you hear the latest news about Britney?
No, I did not, actually. Not on my list of things to discuss.
Well, her tell-all memoir is on hold after some A-list celebrities sent strongly worded legal letters to her publishers fearing what she will write about. Who do you think said, stop?
Right now, there's nothing you can do. Oh, say.
Thank you. I was like, certainly she's yelled stop in a song. I was thinking, stop right now.
I mean, I think I took creative license, but I got there.
Yeah. So Justin Timberlake or...
I would think her sister would be more before her.
No. They said A-list celebrities.
Well, listen, that's also what Dancing with the Stars says. That's also what RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race said.
RuPaul, is it?
Factory.
Oh.
I mean, who else? Who else could it be? Kevin Federline?
A-list.
I don't know. All of Britney's A-list friends were at her wedding.
Oh, girl. I cannot push not interested quick enough on Britney Spears conspiracy theory TikToks.
Oh, I don't see any.
Somehow easing their way into my For You page. I do not interact. I do nothing but say no thank you. And I still get people dissecting Britney dancing videos and being like, see this moment? This is AI generated Britney Spears face. Blah, 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 blah. And being like, why are there no pictures of her rehearsal dinner? And I'm thinking, you want to know why there's no pictures of her rehearsal dinner or whatever you claim is the reason why you think her wedding was fake? Is because it's none of your fucking business. Why do you think you have privilege and access to something that's part of her life? You crazy, crazy person who's spending their entire online presence trying to act like her life is fake. Get a fucking hobby.
I think that is their hobby.
Yeah, I will. And unfortunately, there's a market for it because every time it comes up, I'm like, oh my God. This is not just a singular person. This is like an entire, like, subsect of her fandom.
I mean, I swear there must be some, like, way that celebrities pay TikTok to push their content. Because much like you were saying, like, the number of times that I've hit not interested on a shitty concert video of Redacted's current tour. And
oh my God, I cannot wait for that tour to be over. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my God.
And it's like, it's like, great, I'm glad you're all enjoying it, but I've pushed not interested on at least 100 videos and I still get one a day. And I'm still like, I'm glad y'all are having fun, but I don't want to see your shaky hand camera from the nosebleeds of her concert.
I just can't wait for the Beyonce concert to Beyonce tour to start, so that can at least
take over.
Yes, it's like there are two paths that unstable people can go down. Conspiracy theorists that are like dangerous to society and are voting for bad humans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's one fork in the road. The other type of conspiracy theorist is like pop culture conspiracy theorist. And they're the type that's looking at AI generated Britney face / Redacted's what letter
song
is at the start of each. Ooh, there are worse things they could do, but oh my God, there needs to be a more sophisticated muting system on the internet. We are not quite there yet to where you should. I mean, it is a Black Mirror episode where like you're able to blur somebody's face indefinitely, you know?
Have
you
seen that
one? Oh, I'm ready for it. come on now.
Anyway, I'm glad people are having fun, but it's not for me, and I don't want it on my TikTok. I don't care.
It's an interesting type of adult that participates, and I'll leave it at that. It's a play cousin of the Disney adult, and I almost find a Disney adult to be less insufferable. Thank you. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, speaking of Disney adults, are you going to see the new Little Mermaid?
Oh my god, didn't I just ask you this last week?
It feels like it's been 8 years since it's almost out. Yeah, well, I just saw a before and after of Jacob Tremblay as Flounder.
What do you mean?
Him recording in the studio when he was recording the role, and then him on the red carpet, and he's aged at least a decade since they started production.
Well, puberty comes fast.
It hits you, baby. Speaking of puberty coming fast, did you hear about Robert De Niro? he just turned 79.
Of the U.S. De Niros?
Is there any other?
I'm sure there must be.
What, like in Italy?
Yes.
Did you see Mafia Mama? I loved it. Baby, I am telling you what, take an edible, rent Mafia Mama.
Mafia.
You're going to be, you will be dying. Toni Collette gives you the performance.
I do love Toni Collette.
It is funny.
It's very ha ha hee hee ha ha ho.
Yes, and it's got something for the whole family. Well, something for the entire straight couple.
I feel like Mafia Mama is your UCBD of the quarter.
I wish. Where's the money? Show me the money. No. Speaking of Robert De Niro.
Speaking of money.
He is age 79.
Okay. Oh, okay. We're going back. Yeah. Okay. Huh?
And he has just revealed that he has become a father at the age of 79.
He seeded that puss.
He seeded the puss, Jesus, to his 7th child.
Okay, people are allowed to have 7 kids.
At 79?
Yeah.
Do you think it was purposeful? Do you think he was trying it? Do you think he was Nick Cannoning?
I don't know. I haven't thought about De Niro's seed in a long time.
Well, let me bring it back into your brain.
How old are all of his children?
I don't know, ranging from 0 to more.
Oh, is this Robert De Niro of the U.S. De Niros?
Yes. Yes, what do you mean?
Now, do you think one of his kids is 27?
Maybe. Why? I don't know. Google it.
Well, speaking of the number 27.
Go on.
Can you believe that Mama Bear from the Bernstein Bears is only 27?
Okay. How long does a bear last?
In the bed?
In the boudoir, in the bear-doir.
Are you not looking for what? No 1 minute bear?
So she's 27. Does she not age? Is this kind of like Marge Simpson is always 31 or whatever?
How old is Marge Simpson? Do you know?
At least old enough to have 2 children.
She has 3.
3!
Which?
Well,
who are
did
you
I lie
erasing?
With my first statement?
Was this Maggie Erasure?
Of course.
I don't know. Mama Bernstein Bear, she's got a cap. She looks old. She looks tired. She should be in the club.
Oh, at what, 27?
Yes.
Yeah, when I was 27, I was...
A freak elite.
I was... I was a freak-a-leak. And to think that Mama Bear... Is her name Mama Bear? Does she not have an identity outside of her motherhood?
Listen, the whole family's fucked up. It's named like Brother Bear and Sister Bear.
Okay, well, let us not be the first to cast a stone or whatever, you know. We don't know the culture of bears and how they organize and identify.
Speaking of bears, what do you think of those Charmin bears that are always wiping? Always talking about their wiping habits.
Well, they certainly make me want to wipe. They get me all hot, bothered, and hard to go shit. It makes me buy it. I do, honestly, something about seeing those bears on the packaging makes me think, you know what? They've really dedicated themselves to this marketing campaign. It must be working. I'll buy it. name a better toilet paper.
I don't know if I even see the ones with the bears in at our grocery store.
Okay. where do you grocery shop?
All I know is when we used to teepee people's houses in high school, we would buy the cheap stuff. We couldn't afford the bears.
We'd use dude wipes. just throw one at a time all around, like bologna, like Jimbo. It all comes back to Jimbo.
I told you we used to take pads and spray ketchup on them and stick them to after we teepeed them to the car windows, the front windows.
You guys could afford pads.
Well, again, they were the cheap ones.
You guys could afford windows.
We had to buy the cheap ketchup too. You wouldn't have liked it. It wasn't your favorite.
Was it born too old to be TikTok famous? Born too young to be real world famous? Born just right to eat the purple and green ketchup?
Sure, Jan.
Have you tried it? Did you eat it?
Never. You've heard this and we've talked about it. I've never had that, and I've never had the peanut butter and jelly that comes in the same jar.
Oh, that shit's good. It's correct. And it saves time. You wouldn't believe how much I get done in a day when I have a PB&J like that.
Same jar?
Yes, one guy, one jar.
One peanut butter, one jelly, one jar.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey.
Don't hey me.
Speaking of...
what? No, I need to discuss something. Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's on my
list. Have you heard of her?
Yeah. Ask me how many albums she has.
How many?
361.
Is that true?
I don't know. You've been talking about this for years. This is your what you do fart. Nothing gets you wetter than guess how many albums Dolly Parton has.
Well, guess. It's more than how many years she's been alive. Wikipedia, so I think that qualifies as insane.
That Wikipedia page is stupid because it like counts an album if she's like featured.
Anyway, she's got a new album coming November 17th called Rockstar. Rockstar. It's giving me
Big Brother contestant.
Post Malone. No, ew, what? No.
Didn't, you don't remember Rockstar? You don't remember Rockstar from Big Brother?
No.
On her daughter's birthday?
Rockstar. We all just want to be. Have you heard that that genre of music is called butt rock?
I didn't know.
Creed, Nickelback, and we all just want to be big rock stars.
Daughtry?
Daughtry, yes.
Butt rock.
Butt rock.
Why?
Yes.
Where does it come from?
Know.
Where did it go?
Well, the kids are saying it. Butt rock or divorced dad rock.
My dad is divorced
anyway,
and he, I don't think, likes any of that music. Or is it like people,
get him on?
Is it like people our age who are divorced dads?
I don't know, but I kind of dabble in the culture, you know. I do drink Monster energy drinks, which I think is the most...
I thought you were going to say Mountain Dew.
Oh, 2 liter of Mountain Dew. I just added an entire folder of that video to my soundboard. Just so I could have isolated different moments of the clip. It's really useful. No, Dolly Parton has a new album called Rockstar coming out.
Yeah, I've heard. You told
me. And it features what?
No, what?
35 or something?
What? I didn't know this. I just saw the pictures floating around the internet.
Dolly Rockstar. Let me Google. It features all collaborations with all these different artists. Miley, Elton, Lizzo, Stevie Nicks, Ringo Starr. You know, all the...
How many tracks are on the album?
30.
God, if I made a Dolly 10.
Wait, hold on. Kid Rock is here.
Why? Doesn't she know he's transphobic?
Sting, Debbie Harry, Melissa Etheridge.
Let's get the Kid Rock track removed from the album before it comes out. If we start our campaign now.
It's number 7, so let's get it trending. hashtag Dolly get rid of number 7 now. I'll be checking the hashtag later today, so if anybody starts getting it going, get it going.
What's her album called?
Rockstar.
It needs to be like,
as in,
ditch.
We all just want to be big rock stars.
Okay. Hey, speaking of rock
stars. It's 9 original songs and 21 rock covers.
Wait, how many originals?
Including Purple Rain. 9 originals, 21 rock covers. Purple Rain, We Are the Champions, Every Breath You Take, Let It Be.
Ba with a ba.
Okay. Ba with a ba, da bang, da bang. Yes. She covers Tub Thumpin'. She's covering... No, she's not.
I mean, of all the, like, 90s songs that have... Dance songs that have made a resurgence, why no Chub Thumpin'? Would you rather be?
When was the last?
Would you rather be Chub Thumpin' or Tub Thumpin'?
When was the last time you were Chub Thumping?
I don't know what that means, but probably recently. I've, knowing me,
I've thumped some chub. You know what I'm saying?
How much chub could a wood chub chub? If a chub wood chub wood chub would,
at least two. At least I do believe. Do you even know who Mr. Beast is?
That sounds familiar.
He's a stunt queen.
Are we stunt queens?
Yes. Well, we started it. Drag name Mrs. Beast?
Is Scarlett Takes a Tumble a stunt queen?
Yes, inadvertently. But Mr. Beast is a YouTuber, okay?
Is he the one that's going to run for president when he turns 35?
I don't know. He was like, he did do a poll that was like, would you vote for me for president?
Elon Musk does shit like that all the time.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Beast, so he does videos that go super viral. Like the person who stands in the circle for the longest wins $1 million or something. Or
I want to do that.
A Squid Game in real life.
I want to do that.
Things like that. he also like cured like 1,000 people's blindness, or you know, just he's a stunt queen.
Okay.
And a lot of people have a lot of issues with him because they say that his philanthropy is for views, but it's like, okay, well, girl,
open TikTok.
Anyway, I'm not getting into all of that.
Everybody's anyway, philanthropy for views.
He's got a whole enterprise now because he's like
stunt queen.
Because he's the stunt queen. And he bought a whole neighborhood for his staff to live in. Would you live in the Mr. Beast neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. I think I lived in the Mr. Tyler neighborhood for a little bit.
No, you didn't. You wish. You wish, bitch. Hey, I just drove to Bagel Broker, which is right next to where you used to live. I got a coffee right before this.
They got that little hazelnut pump that you like.
Yes, bitch. Yes. Yeah, and the last time I went in, it was empty, and I was like, not to be that girl, but this one's empty. And they were like, okay, thanks. I thought you were... And they didn't change it. I was like, okay.
I thought you were talking about the establishment was empty.
No.
I only ever went there with you. That was your spot.
So you're not going to, you don't want to live in the Mr. Beast neighborhood?
No.
Well, the internet is outraged.
Go off, internet.
Well, honestly, they're calling it predatory to have your employer have your living situation be subjective to your employment status to them. You know what I mean? Like, so that is a little bit like...
Was it like mandatory to live in the Mr. Beast neighborhood?
I don't know. Do they have to move in?
Hey, speaking of moving in.
What? Go. You want to move on?
Will you watch Beetlejuice 2?
Beetlejuice 2 with that girl.
Jenna Ortega.
Honestly, I haven't consumed a single ounce of her work. But I have seen a lot of her complaining.
That's a lie. You watched Scream 5 and she was in it. Yes.
I don't think I saw that.
I watched it with you on your couch. You did fall asleep.
Yeah, so there you have it. So was she good in it? And will she be good in Beetlejuice 2?
I'm just like, there must be another...
Is it called... They're not calling it Beetlejuice.
There must be another spooky girl out there. She's just getting every spooky role. And I'm just like,
okay.
I'm just like, why does Hollywood do that? Why does Hollywood get fixed on someone and give them every role? She's in Scream. She's in Wednesday. She's in the, she was in the, that XXX.
Well, a goth girl's gotta eat, baby.
Scary movie. She's in everything. Spooky. All you do is spooky dookie.
So,
do you know what that's from? Do you know what that's from?
Fifi O'Hara?
No. Silky says it to Evie. Oh, I thought it was...
Who said it?
Silky Nutmeg Ganache says it to Evie Oddly.
Oh, I was thinking it was Fifi saying it to...
Sharon.
Sharon, yeah.
All you do is spooky dookie.
Yeah, no. I won't be watching. Well, maybe I will be watching it. You know, the first Beetlejuice was kind of ruined for me.
Why?
You know who's in it? Redacted.
Who?
You know who is in it?
Oh, God, the woman. Gina Davis.
The woman who's in every movie. Will she be in the
Gina
new one?
Davis.
Will she be in the squeak one? Gina Davis. Gina Davis really had a moment. Plagues me to this day.
Well, I don't know. All I saw was Michael Keaton, Jenna Ortega, Beetlejuice 2. He's the original Beetlejuice. Yeah,
big whoop. Okay. It's a lot of makeup. Anybody can
anyone can juice their beetles.
I've always said that.
Okay. Well, then, do you care about The Weeknd changing his name?
No.
Tell me more.
Though I did see...
Are you sure you don't mean yes and?
No, I saw Kevin McHale being all tweeting something that I thought, ooh, that's spicy to say. He was like saying how The Weeknd can't sing. He retweeted that post and was all like, I don't know what he said, but it was something along the lines of he can't sing. I was like, ooh, 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 the girls are fighting. Hey, you know what? We never did. We ever say it on the pod that we went on
the Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. No,
that we went on what?
The podcast, the Glee podcast.
I don't know if we talked about it on an episode, but we posted about it on the Patreon.
Gotcha. Well, now that this episode is done, if you're craving a little bit more of us, you can go listen to that.
Listen to what?
The podcast.
You said absolutely nothing.
And that's what you really
meant. Tyler's trying to say that he and I were on Kevin McHale's and Jenna's Ushkowitz, how do you say it, on their podcast discussing all things Glee a couple weeks ago.
And that's what you really missed.
So what you really missed was Tyler and I on Kevin and Jenna's podcast talking about Glee.
Yes.
Glee.
Glee. We were talking about Glee, and if you want to hear us talk about Glee, you can.
It was so fun because I do love them.
Yeah.
Should we start a Glee rewatch? A Glee watch?
No, I don't have the time. I really don't. I really don't.
Ooh, I should.
All right. All right.
Okay, gotta go.
All right, Corey.
Where can people find me?
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, pre-scheduling a tweet for Tall King's Day on June 1st.
Mm. Okay. You can find me. I'm going to be incognito in a wig, acting like a resident of Mr. Beast's neighborhood, just to see how long I can last in the neighborhood without somebody realizing I don't even work for Mr. Beast.
Damn, Daniel.
Ew, that's the grossest thing you've ever said.
Even more gross to talk about them bears wiping.
Did we not talk about Mr. Beast ever when he tweeted, like, because he's got a line of chocolate? He's got chocolate.
Who's he think he is, RuPaul?
Who's he think he is, Willy Wonka? No, he's got a line of chocolate in Walmart, and he tweeted, like, if you ever see my display at Walmart, please tidy up the display of all the chocolates. And then all the replies were, like, his fandom being like, I'll do it. I'm on my way to Walmart now to straighten up the chocolate section. All of his unpaid interns. And so, like, you can find me straightening up the Mr. Beast section at Walmart.
Thank God that's where that was going.
You know what? Somebody's got to do it.
Okay.
I'll be having a...
Make it work.
I'll be having a psychobabble meet and greet at the Mr. Beast chocolate bar section.
Make it work, designers.
All right. Okay, bye.